This morning, we're joined by Powell County Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Anthony Orr. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Dr. Orr.
It's my pleasure.
So let's go ahead and jump right in. I know you're trying to balance cell phone signal where you're at, so I want to be respectful of your time there. Last week, there was an extension of school closures till May 1st, 2020. Considering that, what do you kind of anticipate? What do you see the rest of the school year looking like at this time?
Well, right now what we're doing is continuing the anchor days delivery of instruction that we approved last year and started really using quite a bit more this spring, obviously, than we expected to with the days out for illness and now the coronavirus that we're dealing with. That program has been growing. Obviously, it was not really designed for this kind of long-term instruction, and so our folks have been working hard to begin a switch to make that happen in a way that's more feasible for parents, easier for parents to work with, easier for kids to work with, but also to keep them engaged and give them some structure to their days.
Now, since you're mentioning the anchor days, that's what is commonly statewide referred to as NTI or non-traditional instruction days. Is that what that is?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Now, I know the state had extended, an additional 10 days early in this crisis. What does that look like as far as do we have enough NTI days to continue throughout the rest of the year if need be, or what is the status of those NTI days?
Well, with the passage of Senate Bill 171 and the governor's signature on that back on March 24th, we actually have an unlimited number of NTI days should we need them. So I know the expectation based on what was released late last week by the governor's office is that within the next couple of weeks we'll kind of look again at what the situation around the state is about the possibility of getting students back into school. However, with the passage of that bill, we know that we have as many NTI days as we need. So the legislature has also said that they want us to deliver, as we have always been expected, 1,062 hours of instruction to our students for a school year. And so if nothing else changes, if we're unable to bring students back to school, we anticipate students finishing that 1,062 hours of instruction at the close of the day on Friday, May the 14th. So that's kind of what we're looking at in really for the short term, kind of a worst case scenario is that we finish the school year out that way on NTI days.
Okay. All right. Now, initially, there were paper packets being delivered, and we'll discuss a little bit about the bus system here in a minute. But as far as paper packets versus digital resources, I know different school systems are operating differently. What is Powell County School System currently doing with paper packets versus the digital online resources?
What we're working on is kind of a hybrid model that involves both paper for those students and families who need or prefer that and digital delivery if people have access. The switch, one of the things that we're trying to do in the switch that I mentioned earlier toward the longer term use of NTI days is that we're not delivering or even collecting as many pieces of paper for the work, but rather finding ways to have students really cover an instructional unit over the same course of time that they would have if they were sitting in school. And teachers are thinking more about how not every single thing that students do needs to be written out. Not everything students need to do involves a worksheet, but rather trying to find experiences, trying to use their reading, trying to make video available to them, and even KET is beginning to open up their library and provide a lot more access that we want to take advantage of over the course of the next few weeks. So we're really trying to find a good balance between just keeping kids engaged and keeping them learning, but with an understanding that this is never going to be quite the same thing as we would expect to have happen in a classroom.
Right, right. So as far as seniors, right now, of course, WSKV started a new highlight program where we're highlighting school athletes that we'd normally be hearing from during this time, as well as high school seniors on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. But what do you currently see, if you had to, in your best educated guess, what is prom, graduation, those normal things that are kind of rites of passage for our seniors here in Powell County, what are those going to look like?
Well, I think that's something that we're all really concerned with, and I appreciate the way you and others in the community are providing support for those kids who would be more in the limelight if this other wasn't happening. I met with remotely with the high school leadership team early last week, and we had some early conversations about what those big events in the life of a senior would look like. Part of what we're hearing is that parents are saying as much as possible, they'll wait as long as possible. They really want that traditional graduation ceremony, and we certainly appreciate and support that. So I think that's what we're looking for over the next couple of weeks, is to get a sense of how the virus is hopefully going to be on the decline, and we can begin to make some solid plans. We've talked about really kind of putting together a task force with some representation from parents and the community, with students and staff. We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to give their opinion and voice and ideas for how we can do some of those things. We certainly don't want our seniors to miss out on those opportunities, and I think we'll be able to provide them. It's probably just not going to be on the schedule that we had anticipated in any other year.
Right, that makes sense. Now, initially, school bus drivers were running their original routes Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, roughly, delivering homework packets on Monday, delivering food throughout the other days. What does that process currently look like? Does it look the same? Have there been some changes?
There have been quite a few changes. In fact, there's really not been a week gone by that we haven't made some pretty substantial changes in that, in order to try to get it to be more efficient, but most importantly, to make sure that we're delivering those meals and doing it in a way that is keeping our staff safe. So we have reduced the number of delivery days from 5 days a week. Well, really, I guess we only started with 4 days a week that first week. We've reduced it now to where we are delivering meals on Mondays and Thursdays. And so the number of meals that we deliver on Monday will take kids through Thursday morning, when they'll get another delivery that will take them again through Monday morning. So since we started that on March the 17th, as of later today, we'll have delivered over 45,000 meals. Wow. To the students and the children in Powell County. It's been a remarkable process that our folks have just really leapt into and done such a phenomenal job. They have been, in many ways, along with our healthcare professionals and our first responders, they've really been heroes in this fight against the coronavirus, and we're grateful for that. But those deliveries are still happening, and we expect those to continue for the foreseeable future. We just really appreciate the folks that are making that possible, and it's been a really cool thing to see. There's been a lot of enthusiasm. There's been a real effort to provide social distancing while we get that work done. That's been a little hard to keep in mind as people are working, but I think we're making real progress on that. And most of all, delivering those meals to the families in Powell County, I think, is very important. And the governor's been really clear that that's a top priority for him, for the school districts to continue to provide.
Absolutely. Now, and just for clarity for the public, if somebody does miss those school buses as they come by, is there a way for them to still get those meals?
Yeah, there are a couple of ways to do that still. We still are having some families who are coming in and picking up those meals at Clay City Elementary and at the high school. And if they still are not connecting with the drivers and making getting those meals delivered where they can easily get them, they can call our office at 663-3300. And because of the social distancing, we don't have staff who are answering that phone live. But if you will leave a message with your name and your number, we're making sure that those messages get forwarded to the people who can get you connected with that delivery. So we want to make sure that happens and welcome people to call and let us know when it doesn't.
Now, several sectors have implemented hazard pay for workers that are continuing to serve the public. Have the Powell County Schools done anything like that for the bus drivers and folks?
Actually, just Tuesday night, we did a couple of things in a special call meeting with the school board to support folks who are helping us in a number of different ways. Specifically, as you mentioned, for those folks who are helping us with that pretty narrow task of preparing the meals, loading the buses, driving and riding the buses, helping get the food delivered. For folks who are doing that, their contact time with each other and with the public is a concern for us. And while we can't pay them enough for the work that they're doing, we did add $15 a day as hazard duty pay for those folks when they come and help us with that. And so it's a token of appreciation and thanks and recognition of the work that they're doing, but it doesn't come anywhere near measuring the value of what they're doing for the community.
Right.
The other thing that we're doing is, again, coming out of Senate Bill 177 that the governor signed, we have emergency days which are available to staff who, if they can't work because of some connection to the coronavirus, whether they themselves become ill or whether a loved one should get ill, or if they just need to be careful about their work and not interact with other people so that they can take care of loved ones in vulnerable demographics, then they have emergency leave time that they can take, still be paid, and it not come out of their sick balance, so that they are able to maintain their regular sick leave, which is really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So as we kind of wrap up here, is there any additional message you'd like to convey to parents, guardians, students, to the listening audience right now?
Well, I know I've seen a lot of things and heard about a lot of things on social media about how tricky it is, and I've seen it in my own house, to be honest, to be a parent working at home and trying to help students with the work that's being sent and that they're trying to accomplish for NTI. And what we would want parents and students to know is we've really kind of got a set of priorities as we go through that work. We want our families to stay healthy, both physically and emotionally and mentally. We think a structured day that we hope NTI helps provide can really support that. But at the same time, a part of that social and mental health is just knowing that this is going to be okay. I've had a few concerns expressed from parents who are worried that maybe their students won't be prepared for the following school year, or that they just can't get their student to really engage with the work. And we just want to say, keep trying, keep working on it, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student. Really try to stay engaged. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that our students are not harmed in their academic standing by this interruption and disruption to our normal lives. We think when we get back, we'll be able to get caught up with kids as best as possible, but we just want to make sure people know we're going to do everything possible to make sure that kids move on to the next grade level, whether that's from third grade to fourth grade or high school to college or trade school or the work world. We want them to be prepared, and we are doing everything we can to make people feel confident that that's going to be in place and they don't have to worry about that. We've got a lot of other things on our mind.
Absolutely. Now, if folks are just tuning in, we're visiting right now with Powell County Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Anthony Orr. As we wrap up, Dr. Orr, with the governor's healthy at home policy and, like you said, being stuck in the way we are, what has been your binge watch or binge read of choice to help you get through this right now?
Well, I tell you, one of my favorite things is that I have been listening to books on audio that I get to borrow from the Powell County Library and download on my phone. So I just got to finish listening to Dune, a 1965 sci-fi classic, which I had never read, and it was absolutely fascinating. That's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. My wife and I have watched a couple of TV shows that we enjoy, but it's been actually listening to books on my phone that has been the most enjoyable for me when I've had the opportunity.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for taking some time for us, Dr. Orr.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I appreciate what you guys are doing to help us keep the community informed.